needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour today here on this Thursday, January 30th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Interesting bottom of the hour news story was exactly one of the stories that caught my eye. In the state Senate yesterday, now you have to understand, 38 state senators in Lansing. Basically about a third of the number of state representatives we have, 110 in the House, 38 state senators. In the House, 110, we have 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. We, the Republicans, control the House. That's where appropriation bills are started. In the Senate, with the 38 state senators, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. They only have a two-seat majority there. Well, yesterday morning, the Senate passed the expansion of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act bills. Senate yesterday morning passed it 33-2. It's 35 votes out of 38. Three state senators were missing. But 33 yeses, the two noes. Well, first of all, I'd like to know who the two noes are. But they passed it requiring lawmakers and the governor's office to respond to public records requests. Extending Michigan's Freedom of Information Act, known as FOIA. If passed in the House and signed into law, Senate Bills 1 and 2 will require the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, the House Speaker, to employ FOIA coordinators to handle requests beginning in 2027. Why 2027? Why not immediately? Well, they know that Governor Gretchen Whitmer would never sign it if it was an immediate bill taking immediate effect here in February of 2025, next month. Whitmer would never sign it. She does not want to respond to FOIA requests. So they made it where the bills were passed starting after Governor Gretchen Whitmer leaves office. So that might work toward getting her to sign it. Documents cannot be released until 30 days after they're created. Additionally, exemptions would be applied to non-lobbyist constituent communications, information dealing with ongoing internal investigations, and documents that were obtained under confidentiality agreements. So these were the documents that would not be applicable to FOIA requests. Records formed within the legislature or the governor's office delivering advice, opinions, or recommendations about district work or public policy would be exempted as well. Also, the governor will have some privacy shields when it comes to information related to budget proposals and spending reductions. Well, right here, I know who the two no votes were. Dan Lowers, Senator from Brockway, and John Bumstead from North Muskegon. Why? Because they don't go far enough. all of these exemptions are ridiculous. Well, Senator Jonathan Lindsay of Coldwater proposed an amendment to subject the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission to the records to be able to be requested while the body works on and draws state legislative and U.S. House districts. Furthermore, his amendment went on to ask, recommend a two-person FOIA coordinator system across legislative chambers. One to be selected by the majority caucus leader to oversee requests concerning the minority, and one chosen by the minority caucus leader dealing with requests regarding majority lawmakers. Also, when it comes to internal investigations, those are exempted. While Senator Lindsay wanted to clarify that exemptions only apply if the request was received after an investigation began. Well, Lindsay's amendments were not adopted. Of course they weren't. Lawers, the Democrat Senate Minority Floor Leader Republican Lawers, expressed that he voted against Senate Bill 1 and 2 due to the lack of committee meetings and proper times to consider such amendments. He said the Democrats were lucky he didn't ask the Secretary of the Senate to read the bills aloud to the chamber. Is this good policy? Yes, it is. I voted for it in the past. Is it good process? Hell no, Lauer said. By the sponsors' own admissions of the bills, these bills could have been better. But we didn't have one single committee hearing. Why? Yes, it's good policy, but let's stick to procedure. We're here in the Senate to follow procedure, and there's a reason that we have procedures for committees and for debate. For education, half the state's not even going to know what we're doing today. Well, the lead sponsor on these weak bills, Democrat Senator Jeremy Moss from Southfield, described the bills as identical to what the House Government Operations Committee moved on December the 11th, less than 50 days ago, believing that there aren't more floor speeches he can give to underscore the importance of transparency. There's only one problem, Jeremy. The bills that passed in the House weren't as strong as they needed to be either. You have way too many exemptions. But he goes on to say, to try to justify a yes vote as to what they're doing, the biggest task, the most gargantuan task that we have been working on for decades, is this big institutional change of actually putting the governor and the legislature under FOIA, Moss said. I don't know what more we could say to make the case for this, because this bad behavior and the darkness over this Capitol building makes the case that we can do better. Here's the problem. Michigan, for every single study, every single nonprofit organization that does a study on transparency for state government, Michigan forever has gotten a big fat F. Complete failure. Why? Because they do not share private records, private emails. They don't share all these discussions, communications between each other and other departments within Lansing. There's no light being shined on the process in Lansing. Everything is done in complete darkness. I can't FOIA request anything from the governor's office, from a state rep's office, or a state senator's office the way we are currently operating. And they want these weak, all these exemptions to go forward and then claim that they've done something about transparency in Lansing. It's total bullcrap. Well, yesterday's move in the Senate came a few hours before the House voted to ban budgetary earmarks for profit businesses, moving to cement more strict and transparent regulations for legislators wanting specific state funding to go back to their districts. Is there a deal possible? Well, will the Senate put similar budgetary earmark rules in place if the House passes their expanding FOIA? Moss said he has no issue with earmarks reforms. Back in June of 2023, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, the Communist Democrat from Lansing, oversaw budget boilerplate language requiring legislators to attach their names to grants that they were pushing for during the state budget making process. But departments have more than a year after the budget's passage to even document those names. They're still not even doing it. Moss said, "We began doing it last term. I have no problem with it. But in fact, I encourage what the House is doing. And if you want to have a full discussion of transparency, let's put all the ideas out there and debate them. And if FOIA is at the top of the list, then let's do it. Let's bring the bills over from the House and see what we can do here in the Senate, and let's get it done." Well, they're not going to expand FOIA. These bills are a complete joke. Too many exemptions. Too much carve-outs. We, the media, and the people demand that we get information when we ask Lansing and the governor's office for it. And these bills don't even come close to doing that. But they passed it in the Senate. Now it goes to the House. We'll see where we go. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate all the text messages, all the interaction with you guys. I appreciate all the prayers. We'll be finding out right here after the show how everything went this morning at Munson Hospital. Appreciate the prayers. Going to go see her this afternoon and then go to county convention tonight at 7 o'clock. I cannot stress enough, you need to go to your local Republican Party's county convention at 7 p.m. tonight. Even if you're not a precinct delegate, I need you guys to go. After the convention is over, the convention has been adjourned, raise your hand, get acknowledged by the chair, and ask if there's a vacancy for you to be elevated to be precinct delegate for your area. Ask for a membership form, fill it out, write them a check, bring your checkbook with you, and join the party, pay your dues for 2025. Going forward, you will then, for the next 2 years of this term, be part of county conventions. You'll be voting, you'll be a voice. This show needs you there. Why? Because you're more educated about Michigan news and Michigan politics than anybody else on the planet in your county, period, bar none. If you listen every day especially, or listen on demand whenever you want, via the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you know more than everybody else in the room. You may know more than your county chair. That's okay. You can be the person that brings them the information. It's that simple. Then the information that we share on this show, information that you learn, you share with these other members, you'll be respected in the county, knowing what's going on. Tonight, are they going to know that these weak bills have been passed in the Senate, now heading to the House to expand FOIA capabilities with the governor's office and the state legislators? No, nobody else is going to know that. Only you know that because you heard it on the show just now. It's that simple. It's literally that simple. But if you sit at home and watch TV tonight, do whatever you do, instead of getting off the couch and going at 7 o'clock to your county convention, you're not helping the radio family. You're not helping the cause. I need you guys to be there tonight. If you're an elected official, county commissioner, or whoever, you're a delegate at large. You get to go. You don't have to be elevated precinct delegate because you're already an elected official. Go to your conventions tonight. Now, The other aspect of this is what's going to be done at the convention is delegates and alternates are going to be selected to go to Detroit February 21st and 22nd and participate in the state convention. Vicky and I are going to be there. We're going to be voting delegates for our Antrim County. I'm going to be working the floor and trying to convince people to vote for Runstead and Smith to be chair, co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. I have personally endorsed Jim to be the next state chair, and I will be working my butt off at the state convention. It's that simple. It's that simple. You can come to the state convention as a guest, even though you're not maybe elected tonight to be a delegate or an alternate, you can still go as a guest. Find out from the other people who are going, find out where they're staying, if you can maybe stay with them at the hotel room or get a room next door, and go to the state convention on Saturday the 22nd. It's critical that you participate and understand this process. So when I talk about these things on the radio, you'll fully understand what I'm talking about. And again, can share this information. I need you guys to be storytellers. Another way that you can be a storyteller and you can help us out tremendously is to text me your name, address, and how many vehicles you can put rear window stickers for the radio station on your vehicles. We are in the last day or so here. Tomorrow, the last day of January, of the first quarter ratings for Nielsen. And I need people to see these stickers on your vehicles as you drive around town, as you go to work, as you go shopping, as you go to church. They need these stickers on their vehicles. Now, if you've texted me in the past and I didn't get stickers to you, maybe they got lost in the mail, maybe we didn't have enough postage on the amounts you wanted, whatever. Text me again. I'm going to the post office this afternoon again in Traverse City. I mailed a few out yesterday. A few more are going out today, but I need to send more. So again, text me your name, address, and how many vehicles you can put them on, and I will send them out to you in the mail. The more people are aware of the station, the ratings go up, the more sponsors we get, we need to pay the bills, and we need your help. It's that simple. One of the things that we're looking at doing is absolutely getting new sponsors and growing the radio family this year. As we head into 2026, it's critical that we get more listeners and we get people listening to this information and sharing it. And you can be a huge part of it. You can help us. You can accomplish that. We greatly appreciate it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for everything. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guarantees.